Next hour, we'll talk about intuition, but this hour, we'll take your phone calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, the number to call to talk to other people, not for the show. 1-855-949-RADIO, if you would. A couple little events also want to quickly mention. Coast Insiders, thank you for everything you do. We had one of our Coast Insider chats tonight. Had a great time, and also one of our chatters was our very own Connie Willis, talking about her thoughts on everything. We really had a lot of fun. And also our first luncheon series of the year kicks off in February on the 13th with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. What a wonderful guy he is, by the way. Simply send an email to lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. With your phone number, they'll get right back with you. lunchwithgeorge@gmail.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com. where we have set a world record for hits, by the way. Everybody went there, and we did what we had to do. The webmaster's in shock. He's working his tail off right now. Ben, let's go back to Ben in Agoura, California, who has issues with asthma.
Yes.
And sleeping or being tired all the time, and you tie the two together.
You're not oxygenating. Your body's deprived of oxygen. You know, we talk about nutrition and food all the time. You can go without food for 40 days. You can go without water for 4 days. But you can't go for 4 minutes without oxygen.
No,
and
not
so
at all.
You want to make sure you're breathing. You know what, George? The exhale is more, or as important, if not more important, than the inhale. The exhale is when your body relaxes. The inhale is when your body gets tight. It's like when you're surprised. You inhale, you go, ah, oh, and then you find out it's all a big joke. You go, ah. Just making the ah sound will relax your body. Just making that ah sound will activate your body's healing systems. Many times we go through our lives, we don't even notice it. We're tense, we're tight, especially when we're driving or maybe when we're at work. Just relaxing the musculature is one of the most powerful healing strategies you can use, one of the most powerful longevity-inducing strategies. The opposite is also true. Not breathing correctly can cause all of these symptoms. So as something as simple as SDR breathing can be very powerful for Ben.
By the way, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will be in the Sacramento area on January 26th and 28th. Full information at criticalhealthnews.com. You love speaking to people, Ben.
I love it because as much as I love radio, Jordan, you know this as well as I do, looking at people and seeing people and touching people and connecting with people, there's nothing more important, George. Nothing. It's like a bee. If you take a bee out of the beehive and you make it live by itself, it'll die. Human beings won't die right away, but they won't be able to thrive. We need to have that connection, and I just feel so fortunate and blessed that I get to do these talks where I get to actually see people and look at them eye to eye. And as powerful as the information is on the radio, when you're seeing people, you can give much more powerful information.
Any special supplementation from for Ben in Agoura for breathing?
Yes, beyond magnesium, the Beyond OsteoMag. Magnesium is probably the most important nutrient that you can take.
It's good for the heart, too.
Good for the heart, especially if you have breathing problems. And then also vitamin C is very important. There's a bunch if you really want to get into it. Alpha lipoic acid is important. Selenium is important. Essential fats, ultimate EFAs, which you can get at criticalhealthnews.com, can be very helpful for folks who have asthma.
Ben, I time myself. It takes at least a good hour to really digest the information at criticalhealthnews.com, to go through all the various sections and everything else. But once you do that the first time, you really get a better understanding of where to go and what to look for.
The website is really, really well put together. But there's, like you say, there's a ton of information. But once you get the hang of it, it is a really well put together website.
Let's go to Scott in San Luis Obispo. And that, too, is in California. Hey, Scott, go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Ben.
Hi.
I'll be real quick. Ben, I wondered what you'd know about improving your metabolism, either through diet, supplements, or rest, whatever. How do you turn it around and what not to do by slowing it down? The last question is I want to know what you think about Synagenix.
Synagenix?
Yeah, okay. Supposedly it.
Yeah, I know about Synagenix.
What is that?
That's a hormone replacement therapy.
Okay.
A guy who started it was a physician, and he ended up passing away. But his big thing was you could look like a bodybuilder even if you're 70. And he did it with injections. And I'm not a big believer in hormone injections, but, you know, to each his own, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But your other question about metabolism is very interesting because we have this myth that having a good metabolism is having a fast metabolism, when exactly the opposite is true. Animals that have slow metabolisms live really long lives, like elephants, for example, and reptiles.
And turtles.
Turtles, exactly. While animals that have a fast metabolism, like mice and rats and certain birds, live for very short lives.
Well, you know, that's interesting you say that.
Yeah, because
you're right.
Because you want to have torque. Metabolism is the sum total of chemical reactions in your body. What you are looking for, George and Scott, is not a lot of chemical reactions, but dense, powerful chemical reactions. Torque, it's called. But you know how when you're riding your bike, you can spin the wheels really fast, and you can also spin them really slow in a big gear. You get more power with the big gear, with the big wheel. That's called torque, and that's what you're looking for is dense metabolism. Not a lot of it, but density. So that you get more bang for your buck, so that every chemical reaction is actually channeled into the right chemistry. So, and the way you do that is with all the strategies we're talking about here today. In fact, SDR breathing, slow deep rhythmic breathing that we just talked about, is one of the most powerful ways to slow down the metabolism but get more power. Nutritional supplementation is another great way to slow your metabolism but get more power. The more nutrients, the more energy you get from fat, for example, rather than sugar, slows down the metabolism. This is why the ketogenic diet is so helpful. I've probably heard of the ketogenic diet. It slows down the metabolism, but it gives you more bang for your buck, and that's what you're looking for. It's not a fast metabolism. It's a powerful metabolism.
What would you rather do, live like a mouse, fast and furious, or a slow turtle?
I would definitely rather be a slow, relaxed turtle.
I don't know. Sometimes it'd be fun to live like
every
a
every once in a while. You know, that's one thing about us human beings. We're not condemned to one way. So you can have both through consciousness, through will, and through choice. You can have both. Turtles are condemned. Mice are condemned. What makes us special as human beings is that we don't have to suffer from our instincts. We can override our instincts, but it does take a little bit of going against the grain and a little bit of consciousness, but we can do that.
Let's go to Woodstock, Ontario in Canada. Mike's with us on the international line. Hi, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing. Hope we can help you here.
Okay. I've got two things that I suffer from. They're both head-related. One is brain fog, which is not as much of a problem for me as tinnitus.
Ooh.
The thing that Ian Punnett suffers from.
Oh, yeah, he sure does.
I've had it in both ears as long as I can remember, at least 10 years.
They're both related, by the way.
Oh, are they? Talk
absolutely.
About that.
Bro. Tinnitus is a miserable condition.
No ringing problem. In the ears.
Or high pitch.
Or in the brain or something.
It's an inflammatory condition of the ear. It involves the brain. It's the body inflaming. Brain fog is likely the same problem. It's the body inflaming. When inflammation factors get into the blood, they can wreak havoc on any part of the body. The combination of brain fog and tinnitus almost certainly is a sign that something is in his blood that shouldn't be. And this is very common. I like to say when I'm talking about health that all disease is cell disease. It's not organ disease. It's based in the cells. Nobody has gallbladder problems or liver problems. Nobody has breast cancer. We have breast cell cancer. We have liver cell health challenges. It's all about the cell. And the cell becomes sick when the blood is toxic. Tinnitus and brain fog are both signs of blood toxicity. So what you got to do is you got to clean the blood. That's as simple as that. How do you clean the blood? Well, how does the blood get dirty? The blood gets dirty, unless you're injecting things through the skin, the blood gets dirty 99.9% of the time from food, from the digestive system. In fact, for Mike, if Mike's still there,
He's listening. Stop
eating for 2 or 3 days, do a Swero-V cleanse. Call 855-949-7234, ask for Swero-V, S-U-E-R-O-V-I-E. Do a Swero-V cleanse, 2 to 3 days. Watch what happens to your tinnitus. I'm all but guaranteeing you're going to notice results. Same with the brain fog. Brain fog is, do you know, George, you can have gluten intolerance of the brain?
Yeah, I believe that, sure.
Because you have a blood-brain barrier like you have a blood-intestinal barrier. And when you have gluten intolerance and the blood becomes toxic, it can disturb the blood-brain barrier, and this can lead to brain fog. Also, problems in the digestive system can cause gases to be emitted from bacteria into the blood, and this also can cause brain fog. Get yourself on a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence. Use fermented foods. There's so many things that you could do. Understand that the tinnitus and the brain fog are both related to dirty blood. Focus on cleaning the blood, especially through digestive health strategies.
Ben, do you know what the deja vu is?
I love it. It's powerful. It's a glitch in the matrix.
But why does that happen?
It's a glitch in the matrix. You know,
is it a brain disorder?
No. Deja vu?
Deja
vu is
when you know something's happening.
Yeah, deja vu means in French, I think, to see again.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're talking to someone and you go,
yeah.
Oh my God, I know what he's going to say because I've
that.
Been here before. Well, what creates
there's
that?
There's no time, George. Quantum physics.
It's not some deficiency.
No,
or something
no.
Like
there's
that.
No time. Do you know time's an illusion, right? I mean, you've talked about that many times, right? So even quantum physics tells us that there's no time. Albert Einstein tells us there's no time. Time is relative. So everything is happening all at once. Time is, I forgot who the physicist was who said, time is nature's way from keeping everything from happening all at once. But in reality, everything's happening all at once.
Let's go to Tom, text or tweet. What do you have back there, Tommy?
We got a tweet in from XLand24. Ben, she wants to know if could having dry mouth be a side effect from taking levothyroxine medicine?
And what is dry mouth, Ben?
It's a miserable condition when you have a dry mouth, and it can cause pain and gum disease and cavities and bad breath. It's a very miserable condition. It's super uncomfortable. We all experience a little bit of dry mouth. When do we exhibit dry mouth typically? When we're under stress. When we're under duress.
Or thirsty.
But when we're nervous or when, you know, you can't speak, you get dry mouth. It's a sign of the body. Once again, it's a sign of the body in distress. So what you got to do is you got to make sure that you do all the things we just talked about, particularly lowering cortisol levels. So to answer the question from this lady, levothyroxine, that's not one of the big side effects of levothyroxine, but any drug can cause dry mouth. It's a common side effect of prescription drugs. In fact, if you look at the package insert, and by the way, George, if you are on a prescription drug, you should be reading that package insert. You should be insisting.
Nobody reads it.
They should be. When I was a pharmacist handing out pills, I would insist that people at least look at the PDR, which is a book of package inserts. But if you're on a drug, it behooves you to see the side effects and the adverse reaction profile. You'll always see dry mouth, always, on almost every single drug.
Let's go to John in Sebring, Florida, is with us now. Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
Thank you, George. And pharmacist Ben Fuchs, thank you so much for your health guidance.
Thank you. I appreciate that, John.
Rosacea, my wife has that, and what causes it and what's the cure? And another question is too much vitamins. Yeah, vitamin C, I heard we could just pee it out, but can we have damage in our body from too much vitamin?
Okay, so that's two great questions.
I got a kidney stone once from too much vitamin C, Ben. Back in 1982.
Sure, how do you know that?
I think that's my diagnosis.
You want to talk kidney? Kidney stones are, that's another great topic there. But
do his first.
Yeah, let's talk about rosacea. Rosacea, have you heard that rosacea, the redness in the face?
Yeah.
Okay. So rosacea, everybody thinks is a skin problem. It's not a skin problem. Rosacea is a blood problem. And you can go to all the dermatologists you want, and you could put all the creams on your skin that you want. You'll still have rosacea.
Didn't W.C. Fields have it?
Yes. It has to do with what you're putting into this. It's an immune system problem and a blood problem. It's another sign of blood toxicity. It's linked to bacteria in the gut, and it's linked to digestive health issues. And everybody who has rosacea will do, you know, two things. Number one, well, they'll experience two things. One, they'll know that there's certain foods that will make their rosacea worse. And number two, when they start to correct their digestion, they'll notice they don't have rosacea. And that means getting on the Nightly Essence from Youngevity, using your ultimate enzymes, staying away from problem foods, making sure you're eating fermented foods, eating less food. You can put all the topical products you want on your skin. It's not going to make a whit's bit of difference because it's not a skin problem. And if I sound a little passionate about that, George, it's because I've been in the skin business, as you know, for 30 plus years. And nothing ticks me off more than a dermatological solution for something that has nothing to do with dermatology. And what's even worse, George, rosacea is associated with other health challenges down the road, including autoimmune diseases, arthritis, shortened longevity. If you don't handle the problem at the level it's caused by, even if you get symptomatic relief, which rarely you do, the problem is going to persist, and rosacea is a poster child for that concept. Now, second question about multivitamins. You know what? If you pee out, it's very rare that you're going to pee out multiple vitamins because most of us are so deficient, our body will use them. But if you pee something out, that's insurance. That's extra, right? So your body peed out a little extra. I'd rather have extra than not enough. The stuff is so non-toxic. Vitamins are, and most minerals are so benign and so gentle. Minerals you have to be a little bit more careful with. But what we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients are so benign and so gentle compared to the pharmaceuticals that we think nothing of taking, whether we're getting them on a prescription or over the counter. It just blows me away that we would ever even have one element, one minute iota of doubt about the importance of getting on a good nutritional supplement program.
Kidney stones, what causes
kidney them? Stones is a sign of supersaturated blood, dirty blood again, all stones, gallstones, tear duct stones, kidney stones. Stones are a sign that the blood is becoming thick. And so it's like when you put salt in water, you could put like a teaspoon of salt, it goes into water, 2 teaspoons, 3 teaspoons. Eventually you're going to reach a point where one molecule of salt is going to make things precipitate out. The water is then said to be saturated. Well, when we have all kinds of crap in our blood from digestive toxicity mostly, from toxins that leak into the blood through the digestive system, the blood becomes super saturated.
And your kidney's a filter.
And the kidney's a filter, and it's got tiny, oh my God, the kidney is so ridiculously nano. You know how they talk about nano today? Our bodies are nano. The kidney is nano.
Thank God we have two of them, huh?
What's that?
Thank God most of us have two of them.
And you know what? You can have 85% of your kidneys messed up and you'll still be okay. That's how amazingly redundant the system is. The kidneys are phenomenal, yet still we have millions, some 11 or 12% of Americans have chronic kidney.
Why do we have two kidneys and not...
Because it's so darn important.
Why don't we have two livers?
Because the kidney is even more important to the body.
And two hearts. We should have backups for everything.
Yeah, we should have backups. You know, that's a funny joke, but here's the thing. We don't think anything of taking our organs out. You know, people take their take your uterus out.
Well, like my friend's appendix. Goodbye.
Appendix, well, he's burst, but still the part of the colon, the thyroid. Doctors will tell you, oh, you can be fine without that organ. No, God didn't put any extras in there. Every last one is vital. There's no spares, except you do have two kidneys, and that tells you how important the kidneys are. By the way, the kidneys regulate the blood pressure. So this epidemic of hypertension, you can thank the kidneys for it.
Next up, we go to James in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, James, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. We're going to hit the break soon, but I wanted you to get your question in, and then I'll put you on hold.
Yeah, no problem. 45 years old. 245 pounds, 6 foot tall, just got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes probably 4 months ago. I've changed my diet. I've gone pescatarian, with leaning more towards the vegetarian side, but I grew up on an island, so I can't get rid of the seafood. But I've been doing a lot of research on CBD oil, and I didn't know what your thoughts were.
All right, hold on for a second, James. We'll come right back. CriticalHealthNews.com. Or call 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're with Pharmacist Ben, the website to go to, folks, criticalhealthnews.com. Have some fun there and get some information. The phone number to call to talk to people later, 1-855-949-7234. Back to James in Charlotte, North Carolina, Ben, who is suffering from type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
James, you want to ask a question or so before we go back to Ben?
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, everything you read on the Internet, the Internet's a great thing, but it's hard to separate the research from marketing.
Yep.
I'm reading a lot about CBD oils and how that really can help with reversing the effects of type 2 diabetes. I know exercising is a big deal as well, but I just can't find that energy to exercise on a daily basis. So I was wondering if he thought that might help, or what kind of recommendations he might have.
So many recommendations. First of all, a little bit of exercise doesn't take a lot. You can walk up the stairs with a book bag or with a backpack with some books in it. Just walk up a flight of stairs. There's plenty of exercise. So anything you do is going to be helpful as long as you're pushing yourself just a little bit. It could be something as simple as carrying a couple of gallons of milk and walking around the block holding a couple gallons of milk or a couple gallons of water. So you don't need a lot to exercise. It's incredibly important. The most obvious thing with diabetes, and by the way, diabetes is so simple to reverse because there's no such thing as diabetes. There's diabetes-ing. You got to put an ing at the end of diabetes. It's a process. It's something the body's doing. So all you have to do, it's a way the body's responding to something you're doing. So all you have to do is change what you're doing, and the body will respond differently. This is so important. What we call disease, George and John, is really the body's response to something. It's not disease as much as it's the body responding to something we're doing that we don't like. So change what you're doing. Especially.
It's like fever. Fever for the body really is good.
It's healing.
Yeah.
It's the body adjusting. All these things that we call diseases are the body's exquisite response ability. It's responsible. It's responsive. It responds to the environment. This is why when we talk about nutritional supplementation, we say it can change lives.
Do you like Sweeties?
Sweeties is amazing for diabetes. The ultimate niacin is amazing for diabetes. Selenium, amazing for diabetes. Laying off the bread and the pasta.
Chromium, that works too, doesn't
Chromium
it?
Chromium and vanadium. You know, here's something very interesting, George.
Doc hates it, by the way, if we single out a single ingredient.
So we'll call it diabetes. But the point is that when you, one of the most powerful nutrients that are involved in blood sugar control are the water-soluble nutrients. That is electrolytes and vitamin C and the B complex. And here's the thing, George, we urinate them out. So, and diabetes is a urination disease where you urinate a lot. So it becomes incredibly important to constantly replace these water-soluble nutrients. That's why the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is such a fabulous product. And I've been formulating nutritional products myself for many years. And I'm telling you, that is a formulation, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that is so exquisite and so nutritionally packed and so singular.
I take it in the capsule form, by the way.
You like it in the capsule.
It's easier for me.
I sip on the liquid all day long. But if you're a diabetic, what you're doing is you're replacing nutrients that your body has urinated out. And by the way, this is extra important first thing in the morning because you haven't had these electrical nutrients, these blood sugar nutrients for 8 hours. And if you've gone to the bathroom once or twice, now you're really deficient. But people get an energy buzz from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine first thing in the morning. If you're diabetic, you'll notice that your blood sugar is much more under control first thing in the morning if you use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The second thing he asked about CBD oil. Let me tell you, George, that stuff's amazing, CBD oil.
What is that?
CBD is an extract from the hemp plant, also the marijuana plant.
All right.
And other plants, to be sure. It's not just hemp and marijuana, but the hemp and the marijuana plants are the two most famous sources of this stuff. And this stuff is mind-boggling. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's going to cure diabetes or reverse diabetes because it's not.
Well, and we can't use the cure word.
We won't even use the cure word. I don't even like that word. That's magic. Cure is magic. Reversal science. So I don't ever even say cure.
I like to say help.
Reverse. It's a process. You can reverse the process. It's biology, biochemistry. So the CBD oil is so important, George, for seizure disorders, for folks who have chronic pain, for anxiety. But it's now about to be, they're fighting. Have you heard about the whole thing with the federal government?
Oh, yeah.
They want to make it no known medical use.
Yep.
Please.
They're going after everything.
Everything.
Even states that have approved it.
That's right. But I don't know how successful they'll be, but they're going to try.
That's interesting. Let's go to Tom now with a text or tweet. What do you have? Final one, Tommy.
Hey, Ben, we got a tweet in. She says, a friend's baby of 4 months developed severe eczema. Is it something mom is eating and passing it through her breastfeeding?
How does a baby get eczema?
Eczema is a classic example of toxicity in the blood from the digestive system.
Is it through her breastfeeding?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no way you can have eczema without having something getting into the body. Remember, all these things that we cause diseases are responses to something. If it's a baby, there's not much getting into the baby, and it's breastfeeding. What else is getting into the baby? It has to be from the breast milk. Mom needs to look for food allergies. Mom should get on the ultimate EFAs from Longevity. Mom should get on the B complex. Mom should get on zinc. Zinc is one of the all-time great minerals, not just for the skin, but also for the baby.
It's good for a cold, too.
And great for a cold. You suck on zinc lozenges. It's great for sore throat. It's great for burns. It's a sunscreen. I mean, there's our sunblock. Zinc's ridiculously important.
Steven, truck driving in North Carolina. Hi, Steven. Go ahead.
Hey, George. How are we doing tonight?
Good. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I agree with everything pharmacist Ben is saying and nutrition, and a lot of our ailments result in our colon or start in our colon.
Mm-hmm.
And about 18 months, I suffered from irritable bowel and nausea and went to the doctor, and they suspected Crohn's disease and been through ulcers. And finally, it culminated into a gangrenous rupture of my appendix.
Oh, my God.
Just like my buddy. Jesus.
Yeah. That's why I called, when I heard your story about your buddy. And I like to die sitting in the waiting room. That's how bad it was. And but since then, a friend introduced me, and I'm gonna plug a product, and I want to know if Dr. Ben's heard about it. It's called Juice Plus.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole food extract. It's anything but a vitamin or a supplement. It's a nutritional supplement for sure.
It's a fruit powder. It's peeled. The colors. You know, it's very interesting about colors. I love the idea that we live in a colorful universe. You know, that's kind of like proof of a divine intelligence. Why does it have to be colors? It could be black and white, right? But instead, you have all these different colors to give beauty to the environment. But colors are much more than just beauty. They ain't just a pretty face. Colors are incredibly healthy.
They do. Each color does something differently, doesn't it?
For the body, in terms of its electromagnetic energy, you know, colors, what we call colors, are really pigments. And what pigments are is they're magical molecules that suck up the sun's energy and then release the sun's energy in different frequencies so you get colors. But the point is that their ability to suck up photonic energy makes them incredibly important for the skin and for the eyes. They're also important for the connective tissue, because the connective tissue is highly electrical and highly charged. And this is why you want to eat the rainbow. You want to eat reds and greens and blues. We have a product called the Ultimate Youth, which is green, which is colored powder, which is a powder made of colored fruits and veggies. The peels of fruits and veggies. Beyond Tangy Tangerine has the same thing. It's these pigments, especially when you're getting older, because wrinkles, fine lines, much of the appearance of aging that gets attributed to sun damage can really be mitigated by colors, because when you eat colors, they go to your skin. They actually get stored in your skin to protect your skin from the sun. But when we get older, we don't absorb our colors. We don't absorb our pigments as effectively, because the colors and the pigments are fatty, and they require a good pancreas and a good liver and digestive juices. So as we get older, it becomes really important to help our body absorb these pigments, and there's lots of things you could do. Using digestive enzymes can help your body absorb pigments. Warming your veggies up in a little bit of oil, coconut oil or butter, to release the pigments, or steaming them slightly to release the pigments, can help the body absorb and utilize these colors. So paying attention to how we utilize and how we absorb the pigments and the colors from fruits and vegetables is one of the most powerful healing strategies you could ever use. And using powders that have these things almost pre-digested for you can help facilitate our body's ability to use these things.
Pharmacist Ben, this email in from Jim in Toledo. Apnea. Any suggestions? Don't want to use a CPAP machine.
I don't blame you. I would hate to have to use one of those things, although millions of Americans do. Now they have the little light ones that you can carry around with you.
Well, if they save
sleep
you.
Sleep apnea is a classic symptom of something called metabolic syndrome. I don't know if you ever heard of this term. Metabolic syndrome is basically all the things that can go wrong in your body when your blood sugar's messed up. It includes sleep apnea. Not first and foremost, but right up there at the front of the line. Cardiovascular health issues, liver health issues, obesity, mental health issues, dementias, high blood pressure, kidney problems. These are all part and sleep apnea are all part of metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is nothing more than a messed up blood sugar system. And I said earlier how if you had to pick one thing to do to resolve your health challenge, it would be to focus on digestive health. If you had a second thing to do, it would be to stabilize your blood sugar. And there's many ways to do it. We talked about the chromium and the vanadium, the sweeties, and making sure you're getting enough magnesium and making sure you're using your electrolytes and niacin. But there's also things that you can do to help your body after you eat sugar, like eating more fiber, for example, after you eat sugar, or making sure you drink water after you eat sugar. You know, you can dilute your blood sugar just by drinking water, George. Just by drinking water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're dehydrated, you're in bad shape.
And also exercise or even just taking a walk around the block after you eat a sweet meal can help your body use that sugar so that your blood sugar doesn't rise.
First-time caller Zach is in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Good morning, Zach.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I work third shift, actually, at a healthcare facility.
Okay.
And so it's, you know, it's kind of a stressful job, but I used to work maintenance at the same place, and so I'd lift appliances. Well, I got a hernia, and so I had to get that fixed. It was a lower inguinal, but when I had it checked, there was rectal bleeding, and it was like a lot of it. Like, it would look down the toilet, and even after you flush, you still see, you know, blood.
Geez, that's dangerous.
And so they were thinking, well, maybe it's from a skin tag or something. And so it's not from that.
No.
What could that be?
Do you still have it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it could be
going on. Sometimes it makes me lightheaded or, like,
you know, I'll tell you, we were just sitting here talking
colonoscopy,
about
colonoscopy, Ben.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we were sitting here ripping on the medical model, and I do it all the time. But there's times when you want a doctor, and that's one of them. You don't want to be messing around with rectal bleeding, especially if it's a lot of it. I would definitely be having that checked.
And ongoing,
exactly. That's nothing to mess around with. I would be doing that tomorrow.
Could it be related to his hernia?
It could be connective tissue. Hernia is caused by connective tissue. That's stuff we talked about earlier.
And that's a tear in the muscle by the stomach.
A tear in the connective tissue. You know how your body's built like a baseball? Did you ever take apart a baseball when you were a little kid?
No, yeah, absolutely. Right? And unstring
it. Isn't that amazing, all the stuff that's in there?
A little cork in the middle.
Yeah, why do you think all that stuff's in there? It gives the ball spring, right?
Yeah.
His body has the same way. We're wrapped around like a
baseball. Same with a golf ball. You ever do that? I sawed a golf ball in half once.
When you were a kid? It has a little super ball inside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the body's built the same way. All that string gives the ball elasticity, and we have string inside us called fascia. And that gives our body elasticity so we can move. When the fascia tears, parts of it can poke through, and that's called a hernia. It can happen anywhere. It can happen in your disc. It can happen in your diaphragm. It can happen in your abdominal wall. And it can happen in various parts of the body. But it could also be related to the rectal bleeding, absolutely, because he could be having a connective tissue tear somewhere in the area of his lower digestive.
It could also be colon cancer.
It could be that as well. That's what I say.
It's got checked out.
You want to have that check. You want to go to a doctor, have it checked. That's one of them.
What's the doctor that specializes in colons?
A GI guy, probably.
All right. Yeah, just call your general doctor, Zach, and get an appointment with someone who can get you in relatively soon. Sooner the better, huh?
Tomorrow. I wouldn't be messing around with him.
No, not if you're bleeding severely every day.
Exactly. Not to mention in the blood, you're losing all kinds of things, iron and B vitamins.
I mean, if it was a hemorrhoid that was bleeding.
You know, if it's a
That goes away.
Yeah, it wouldn't. And he said a lot of blood. I mean, the hemorrhoid would give you like little specks of blood. You wouldn't have a lot of blood.
Right. Yeah, definitely go get checked out. Hugh's in Cape Coral, Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Hugh.
Hey, you.
Hey, George. Great to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
I'm actually in the hospital.
Oh.
I've been coming to the hospital for the past 7 years.
What's wrong?
Because I have diabetes that led to bad kidneys. Then it led to CHF. So literally every November I get sick. November, December, sometimes January.
Jeez.
So I'm here now.
The immune system is
Was admitted 2 days ago.
How old are you, sir?
How old are you?
66.
Well, you know, I was talking earlier about how when a body is very deficient, it will notice results very quickly once you make little moves.
A minute left, Ben.
Get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. Stat, it will change your life, my friend, because you're very, very, very deficient. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine ASAP, like as soon as possible. You'll notice a huge difference. Start drinking chicken soup, do vegetable juices. Anything you put in your system quickly in terms of nutritional density will make a huge difference. Thank you so much. God bless you. I hope everything works out.
CriticalHealthNews.com or call 855-949-7234, which is the same as 855-949-RADIO. Ben, great advice for a lot of people. You help so many people.
Thank
I'm impressed.
You as
friend.
Well. And thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it very much. I'm a big fan of everything you do, George.
And mention your event in Sacramento coming up the end of January.
Yes. I hope everybody who's in the NoCal area, please come see me. I'll be doing talks Friday and Saturday, Sunday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th. Can I give a phone number here?
Oh, absolutely.
Call Jay, 916-712-9504, or Cheryl, 916-300-3597. Let me show you how.
And information, by the way, is at criticalhealthnews.com on this.
It's all criticalhealthnews.com. I want to show you how simple and how easy good health can be, no matter whether you're sick or you're healthy and you want to stay that way.
You got it. Ben, thank you so much for being on the program. And we will come back in a moment as we talk about intuition.